Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pasco, who actually answers his mobile phone, still can't get over that. 0419 829 145. So that's 0419, right? And then 829 145. You ring it, lo and behold, here he is. He's on the teller. He answers the phone. I don't know how that figures, but he does. G'day, Richard Pasco.
Hi, Pilko. How are you?
Mate, we've got telephone calls from what's-her-name to breakfast all over the place. Robin.
Can I quickly bring up something?
Yeah, go on.
I've been inundated with calls this morning from people with internet and computer issues.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, there is no IT support can actually come out at the moment.
Oh.
So included a couple of people that basically are stuck at home, would like to order food to be delivered by the supermarkets, but can't get on their computer to do it.
Right.
I think it's and all IT, I'll speak for myself, I follow, you know, COVID safe practices all the time.
Yeah.
I just think it's something they probably need to look at, because I think it just might get worse the next couple of days.
Oh, I reckon it would. Richard, the first caller for the afternoon, a lady from down at Port Adelaide, one of your mob, Robin's given us a ring. Hello, Robin.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Bill Gray. Just a quick call. I'm trying to make some room on my iPhone. I wanted to turn off the news app, and it came up, do you want to delete previously synced iCloud news? Is that okay to do that? Just delete
That's fine.
It?
That's fine. Yeah,
good.
Just delete it. Not
all
a
right.
problem at all.
That's good. Thanks. Cheers.
That was easy. I like that one.
Good. That was a quick one. All right. Good on you, Robin. Down to Woodville Way, and Kay from down there is giving you a call. Hello, Kay.
Hi, guys. I hope this is a quick one, Richard. Would you know if TV reception is not very good in the Burnside area? I have a friend there.
No,
she can't get Channel 32, no matter, you know, how, whichever way she's tried.
No, it should be fine. 32's the
movies.
The one that shows the old movies, isn't it?
Yes. What would be the problem?
It doesn't transmit very well in some areas in Adelaide. I thought it was fine in Burnside. She might have to have a look about how old her antenna is.
All right. Mm-hmm. And does it matter whether it's inside or outside, the antenna?
It does matter.
What would you say?
It does matter. So
if
she's got an outside area, I reckon she'll get it. Inside area, she might struggle to get it.
Ah, okay. All right, I'll pass that on.
Oh, God, two problems solved in no time at all. He's on a roll at Leabrook. Mimi from there. Hello, Mimi.
Hi, Richard. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous, but my question...
Don't be nervous. It's just the three of us.
Oh, thank you so much, Richard. Since I've updated my iPhone 7 to the iOS 14, now when I make a phone call, there is an orange dot that comes on the right-hand top.
That's
side.
Right. And
can you tell me, is it safe or shall I...
Yep.
It is.
No, that's perfectly safe, Mandy. All it's doing is telling you is that somebody is using a microphone, which is you, because
yes.
you're making a phone call on there. It's one of the new privacy features of iOS 14.
So I believe, because I just, I'm very sort of private and I was very concerned about it. So because I use my speaker, because I can't have the phone on my ears. I've got sensitive ears.
Yep.
And that's why I didn't understand it very well from other people.
No, it's perfectly fine, Mimi, perfectly safe. It only says that the phone call you make is just using the microphone and speaker for you. So
yes.
it's perfectly fine for that.
And there is a green dot coming now on the when I use the camera. What about this one?
That means that there is something using your camera at the time. So a lot of times people use different apps sometimes to take photos, which just means that pops up. But if you weren't taking a photo and the green dot's there, you might want to close down some of the apps that you've got that might be accessing the camera. It's only there just to inform you, just to make you realise sometimes what uses your microphone and what uses your camera.
Okay. I don't have many apps because, like, I don't have any. I mainly use it for essentials. There's no
That's
extra
right.
apps. So I don't have to worry about
No, don't have to worry at all. Everything's fine.
Thank you so much
Sorry. Thanks, Mimi.
Thank you.
Oh, he's on a roll today. It's 1:38. We're talking with the Adelaide Tech guy. Great at what he does. Richard Pascoe, call us and put your question to Richard, 822-3000. And Stephen from Birkenhead has done just that. G'day, Steve.
Oh, g'day, Tony. G'day, Richard. Look, this will be a quick one as well. I'm home from work today, just cleaning out the cupboards, and I found an unopened box of... I'm on an NBN now. I just found an unopened box of ADSL2 broadband router, modem router. Yep. Is it worth giving it to a second-hand shop to... is it means it's completely defunct now and...
Yeah.
Can I give it away and they can resell it?
Yeah, not worth anything. You won't get anything for it to resell it at all. So just take it down to one of... when we can go out, take it to a proper recycling place, give it to them and they'll just recycle it.
Okay. Any idea who the recycler is? A company or something?
Bunnings have got recycled parts in most of their shops, Office Works as well, and some of the local councils do.
All right.
No worries.
Yeah, Clem at Fulham. Hello, Clem.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, we're both well, thank you.
Richard, thanks very much for taking my call. Actually, I love listening to your program, and you're a genius, man, which made me get an opportunity to give you a ring. Yesterday, I received an SMS which is, could be doubtful. It's got, and I'll read it to you. Clement, we have attempted to deliver UR package, and it gives me a number, so-and-so, but there is an unpaid custom charge. Follow the instructions here, and it gives me HTTPS, so-and-so.
Yeah.
Is that... But I haven't ordered anything from anywhere on overseas, or...
It's a scam, Clem. So we just leave those alone.
I've already attempted that, but they tried to scam me on NBN, and I thought, well, not another one. I'd say if I open it up, HTTPS and so, they would ask me for a bank number or something, would it?
That's exactly right. It would be about you giving them money, and we don't want to do that sort of thing. So when people get SMS messages, we actually open 98% of them. That's why we've got to get the word out. A lot of those, when they come in, are just fake.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks very much, Phil. Richard, you're a machinist, man.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, there's Clem. You can call back any time, Clem. It's 19 minutes to two. I'm still getting stuff from Bitkom. I mean, I've lost a fortune, obviously. I should have jumped on years ago. Oh, I'm thinking, what the hell are you doing? But must be a lot of people.
And I've got to say, so many people are going to, because the economy's tight as well, and suddenly you get offered this great way to make money, which are way above what the banks are ever going to pay us at the moment. People fall for it, and people get a bit vulnerable about these things. So just don't fall for these things. But if you get that sort of message on the email, try and block the sender, delete it, but they will still keep coming. That's the worst thing.
And I feel really bad about this parcel that's still waiting for me. I don't know what it is. I'm really intrigued. But if you've got a moment, Richard, if you could whip on down to the local post office and pick it up for me. But I think you've got to pay $3.50, and it doesn't seem like much. Pay $3.50, and the parcel will be delivered. And I'm thinking, oh, that's not much. But you say that's an absolute scam too.
It is. And we can do the mathematics here. Imagine if, let's say they send out 1 million of those.
Yeah.
And suddenly, 10,000 people go along and say, I'll pay that $3.50. It's a good earner on the end of it for these scammers.
And then they've got all of the information they need. Let's go to Daryl at Enfield, who's given us a call on 8223-0000. Hello, Daryl. No, rather it's Dennis. Sorry, Dennis from Norwood. Hello, Dennis.
Oh, g'day. G'day, guys. How you going? Look, I got a letter from Telstra yesterday for a formal notice for your favourite subject, Richard, on NBN.
Right.
Act now or you will be disconnected. And my problem is I don't care if they take my phone off, because I use my mobile. But the problem is my Foxtel runs through my phone line.
Yeah,
and also my care alert.
All right, so let's work a bit backwards here. First of all, ring care alert and explain that you might not be going over to the NBN. What's going to happen then with your care alert?
Yep.
Because I think most of them have a little SIM chip inside them now. Some of all the newer ones do. And the other thing is that if your Foxtel is reliant on an internet connection, which most of them are, you've got to go over to the NBN.
I do.
You do?
How dear is that?
Well, it depends on the plans that you pick. Who's your provider at the moment?
Telstra
actually have a couple of good specials on NBN at the moment. So go down and talk to them about swapping over. But that is a genuine letter from them that they will be cut off soon because it's been in Norwood for over 18 months now. And
that's right.
When it's 18 months, that's when they start to come along and say, hey, we need to start disconnecting people. So it's not the only suburb. Lots of suburbs across Adelaide. And people have to make the decision. If you've got a home phone, you're going to have to swap over to a low-end NBN plan. If you want to stay on the internet and you don't have a home phone, you either go with the NBN or you go with a wireless provider.
So ring the care alert and let them know.
Ring them first. But also, you know, go into the Telstra store at Norwood and have a chat to them. Once this is all over.
Right. From Dennis at Norwood to Daryl at Enfield at nearly a quarter to two. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, we're both good, thanks.
Good. Question for Richard. I have a DAB radio, and listening to you guys, every so often it drops out. I go, get a funny noise, then just then I get no reception at all. Then it comes back in again.
Is this one of the DAB radios with an antenna that you can pull out?
Yes.
So you need to make sure that antenna's all the way out. What suburb are you in?
Northfield.
In Northfield. So it just might be that because there are sections where the digital radio doesn't seem to work as effectively.
Right.
There's a couple of spots in Mount Barker where it drops off.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. It's all about reception. So move that antenna around if you can. And that might help keep it. Yep. But you might have to move it around, move the radio around just to see if it makes any difference.
Right. Wouldn't make any difference the fact it's nearby my NBN box or anything like that.
No, it won't make any difference to that at all.
All right, well, thank you.
Solves that problem. Pat, a gentleman up in the Barossa Valley, and Taryn are down in Hallett Cove. You'll be our next two callers in a moment or so for our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. It's a tick after a quarter to two now.
5AA's Variety Radiothon is on Friday the 27th of November. We're giving you the chance to bid for an amazing instant wine cellar valued at $6,000, with all proceeds going to our friends at Variety. On offer is 10 dozen premium South Australian red wines selected from the best of the Variety vintage. To bid or find out more, visit 5AA.com.au. All thanks to the Variety Vintage Wine Luncheon donors, Variety SA and Adelaide's 5AA.
Bushfire arson threatens lives and leaves a trail of destruction. If you see people acting suspicious, something that makes you wonder, a vehicle or driver that looks out of place, or signs of where a small fire might have been, call police. Or if there's an emergency, call 000. Help stamp out firebugs this summer. If you have information about deliberately lit fires, call Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers SA, Police Credit Union and Nine News, supporting better communities.
Russell M. Nelson, prophet and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, will share a special video message with the world this Saturday, November 21. This 11-minute video will focus on ways we can find hope and healing through Jesus Christ during this time of significant global fracture and instability. It will be published on President Nelson's social media accounts, the Church's YouTube channel, and at newsroom.churchofjesuschrist.org.
It's 13 minutes to two. Pat, a gentleman in the Barossa, Taryn at Hallett Cove, and Jason at Salisbury East. You'll be our next three callers for our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. The government of South Australia has issued this important message: to overcome this new COVID-19 challenge and to keep South Australians safe, restrictions are now in place. You must stay home unless you're seeking medical care or essential items. Only essential businesses can open. Face masks should be worn outside the home. Kindness, patience, respecting restrictions, getting tested, and following all of the health guidelines is our strongest defence. And together, we will get through this. For COVID-19 information, you can go to sa.gov.au. Keeping South Australia safe and strong. A message from the Government of South Australia.
Wakey, wakey! It's savings time at Dreamland.
That's right. Wake up and get into Dreamland and save up to 50% off in Dreamland's Wake Up Sale. You'll get up to 50% off Sealy Posturepedic, Sleepmaker, Sleephaven, Restopedic and exclusive Utopia mattresses. And for this month only, get Sleepmaker Claire Queen Pocket Spring mattresses for half price. That's only $999 for the queen size. Plus, get great deals on all beds and bedroom furniture. All in Dreamland's Wake Up Sale.
So wake up and come to Dreamland.
Dreamland. Oh, meat with a handle.
Oh, it's chicken drumsticks, now only $4.99 for 2 kilos from Aldi.
It's meat with a handle.
It's drumsticks.
Okay, drumsticks. Oh. Classic.
Aldi, good, different.
Nothing beats coming home, turning on the lights, getting the temperature just right and settling in. But what if your home could do that for you? With a MyPlace system installed by Cosco Energy Group, it can. This low-cost smart home system does the thinking for you. Whether you're looking to centralise your security, air conditioning and heating, entertainment, lighting and appliances. Learn more at the Cosco Energy Group's interactive showroom, 336 South Road, Croydon Park. KOZCO. Cosco Energy Group.
Ray White Business Sales SA and Business SA. Both are experts at what they do, so they've formed an alliance to help you. Whether you're buying or selling a business or somewhere in between, they'll work together, making sure the business you're going to sell or buy is in top shape. Ray White Business Sales SA and Business SA. Experts in business support and sales. Ready to help you achieve your goals. Call them today. 8300 000.
Macular degeneration is Australia's leading cause of blindness. If you're over 50, have an eye test and macular check. Early detection is vital. You can have the very early signs without even knowing. Information, guidance and support is only a phone call away. Call the Macular Disease Foundation on 1-800-111-709 for a free macular degeneration information kit.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
And this is our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, for Harvey Norman Computers. Mention Richard's name when you go to any of the Harvey Norman stores and they'll look after you like wildfire. The Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, you can call him on 0419 829 145. And as we've said a squillion times, believe it or not, he's the guy that answers your telephone. Righto, Richard from up in the Barossa. What a lovely part of the world on a day like today. Pat from up there has given us a ring. Hello, Pat.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, thanks, Pat.
I'm a complete and utter Luddite, Richard. I've jumped on my laptop, and it normally scrolls with two fingers on the touchpad.
Yep.
It's not doing it. I've got to go to that little thing up the side, you know, the little triangle thing, to try and get my page to go up and down. I don't know what's happened.
What brand laptop have you got?
A Lenovo.
A Lenovo. Go into the control panel. So if you type in control panel and do a search for that, all the settings for your trackpad are inside that.
Okay.
So have a look at that and there'll be like a reset. There should be like a reset part in there. And all you have to do is basically reset your trackpad. And also, have you got a little, if you look at your trackpad, have you got like a little bump or a little button at the top of it?
On the right or the left?
It doesn't matter. I can't,
I know you can right-click on them and left-click on them, but I don't know how to do that.
Sometimes they've got like a little, you can depress it just very slightly, just at the top of the trackpad, and it kind of like it turns that feature back on. But do the control panel first.
Enable control panel. I'm Googling as you're telling me, because I'm frightened of not... Well, I'm messing it up, but...
Yeah, you won't. You can't break this. This all right. So just go into the control panel, find the trackpad and do a reset and reset all settings.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks very much.
I got a feeling you're going to give us a ring back next week, Pat, from up there in the Barossa Valley. Richard, for people who are stuck at home, and let's face it, there are thousands who are doing just that, doing the right thing. What about your internet connection? If you want to maximise its speed, is there a simple way of going about that?
Every morning when you get up, I always say, turn your router off, go and have a shower, go do whatever you want, make yourself a cup of tea, then come along and turn it back on. It'll refresh you. It'll refresh it for the whole day. Simple as that, because we're really giving the internet a hammering at the moment at home.
Yeah.
So it's just like you. It needs to go to bed, have a bit of a sleep once, you know, or do it before you go to bed and turn it when you get back up when you get back on in the morning.
Okay, that'll be the shot to do. You're right up. Down to Hallett Cove. We were up in the Barossa a moment or so ago. Hallett Cove this time around. Taryn from there is on the phone for you. G'day, Taryn.
Yeah, hi, Pilko. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Taryn.
Hello. I've got a query about, I'm just a small business and most of my sales go from my website, from my Instagram account, but yeah. I want to set it up so that I can just, so they can just click on the Instagram pics to go to the website.
Right.
And I had to do a catalogue on Facebook first, and that was no problem, but linking it to the Instagram from the business manager and product catalogue, it says no products in catalogue when there are in Facebook and that's all set up. I know I have to wait for approval for Insta, but I can't even get to that step.
Yeah, and at the moment it's taking a long time to get approval.
But why is it saying no products in catalogue when I click on it on my Instagram,
You've been through all the settings on there?
I have. I've even had my IT cousin from England go on my laptop and take over and try and do it and contact Facebook, and he couldn't help me.
Well, there's nobody to contact at Facebook as well, so
I had some guy online, and then he said, no, saddens me, can't help you.
Yeah, there is nobody connection. I don't know who they talked to, but it wasn't Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Can you send me an email, please?
Yeah, definitely.
Send it through my website, and I'll probably be able to give you, because I'm stuck until the government changed their mind at the moment. I'm stuck at home.
Okay.
So we'd be able to have a bit of a chat online about this. All right?
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks.
Oh, God, is the problem solver fair digger.
We've got to try and help small businesses as much as we can at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Salisbury East, Jason from there's on the phone for you, mate.
Hey there, guys. Hey, Richard.
Hi, Jason.
Got a question and a recommendation to ask you. Question is, I'm using the go-to meeting platform, which is like Zoom.
Yeah.
And each week we get our link into the seminar thingy, which goes fine. We all come in as audio only until the presenter undoes each of our microphones one by one when we want to chat. When she does mine, she can't hear me. We click on the little microphone icon on the screen, and all that comes up is audio, connect by telephone, the stuff you get with Zoom before you go into a meeting. Yes, what I'm doing wrong?
And it's only you.
The other girls, they still click on the microphone. They seem to get through. It just seems to be my one here.
That's yours. If you've taken the hint yet, Jason? Sorry, Jason.
Jeez. God. That sounded like Bomber Clifford then. Yeah, go on.
Jason rings quite regularly, so he knows I'm only joking when I say that. Jason, go through your audio settings on the computer.
Right.
And even go to change them off the default ones and then put them back on just to see if that makes any difference at all.
Just sort of like jiggle up, just like take it off.
Yeah, like put it onto another microphone, put it onto external speakers just to see if that makes any difference at all.
Because I tried the headset originally and I unplugged that just in case that was stuffing things up. So, the microphone and the computer's not working either.
So the microphone
works fine. That's what I don't get.
Is it a desktop or a laptop?
Desktop.
Go to the maker of the motherboard, whoever put the desktop on there, right, and re-download the audio drivers for it.
Right. Okay, so I'll try the first bit you mentioned about change the default microphone and then go download the audio drivers, you reckon?
For whoever the maker of the motherboard is it a, it was a built for you?
No, it's a Dell.
It's a Dell one. Go along, because now you've said it's a Dell. Dell are having some issues on there as well. So go to the Dell site and re-download the audio drivers for it.
Right,
Jason, you don't have any luck. Give me a ring and I'll try and fix it for you off air. shut up. At Woodville, Shirley's on the line for you. Richard, g'day, Shirley.
G'day, Tony. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Shirley.
Just wondering, you've probably addressed this before, but just with the Windows Office 2010, it's not supported anymore on your laptop.
Yeah. Yep.
Should I get rid of it and put something else on? Is it that important?
I would be. It's 10 years old now.
Yeah.
Do you use Outlook for your email on it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Time to make the move, Shirley.
Okay.
All right. Go get a subscription to Office 365, which is $99 a year. When you install it, it should bring everything over, including all your email settings as well. And then once you've seen it's all active and open up, when you open up the emails for the first time, let them sit there for an hour because it takes a while for it basically to rebuild all your email library on there as well.
Okay.
And once reboot it a couple of times, then maybe the next day, then you uninstall Office 2010.
Right.
I'll uninstall it after.
After, yep.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
We'll get a couple of calls in before the news at 2. Fred, you're one of those callers here at Golden Grove. Hello, Fred.
G'day, Richard and Tony. Just to add to the ADSL NBN, I live on 20-acre property just above Golden Grove. It's actually in Golden Grove. We've been on ADSL without an internet ever since, and with slow speeds of 0.5 to 2.5 megabits. I ended up shutting them down on the 23rd.
Yep.
They only offer a plan, because we can only get satellite, they only offer a plan of 60 gigabytes peak. So I've had to go to 9 mesh, which still only offer 100. We're paying $94 for that. So all
satellite,
the areas have been left out.
Yep, satellite is expensive. Have you talked to people like Superloop?
I've been to Superloop. We've got gum trees in the road, so we can't get it. I've got Tony Zappia on the job. He came to the...
That's good. That's
Federal
really good.
Minister
and,
with
and,
them all,
you,
but,
and don't take this the wrong way. Can we cut the gum trees down?
Thousands of them go up the hill. There's a tower 2.8 kilometres away.
The old greenie from Port Adelaide. God of
my. Thank you.
All right, cut the gum tree. It's nearly 2 o'clock. Time to go, nearly. Nicola at Broadview. Hello, Nicola.
Oh, hi. How are you?
We're both good, thanks.
It's not very Nicola, is it?
Hey? Oh, it's not Nicola. No. I've spoken to you before. On my laptop, I use an audio screen reader.
Yes.
And, every time I turn it on, the function keys won't work.
Which screen reader have you got?
Jaws.
Have you emailed Jaws? The support?
I've been getting support from the RSB assistive technology.
And what's David said at the RSB?
Well, he said he thinks it's a problem with the computer because he said he doesn't know why it keeps... Because it will go on for a while and then, as soon as I shut it down... And then the other day, because I keep leaving it on sleep because I know as soon as I shut it down, it's going to go back to media keys instead of the function keys. And then the other day, it was meant to be on sleep and I'm having breakfast and Jaws starts talking.
Can I just say, give me a call off air.
Okay.
You got my number so that we can talk about it, but I'm not a big believer in leaving computers on sleep at the moment under Windows 10. That's causing issues all the way around. All right?
Richard, somebody wants to get in touch with you. You're the Richard, the AdelaideTechGuy.com.au, and the mobile number is?
0419 829 145.
Get on you, mate. Our tech guy, great at what he does for the people at Harvey Norman Computers. Richard Pascoe.